This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. I was cutting commission checks for the Mesa duplex sale. Unfortunately, there are so many agents involved, you owe us $47.
Okay, that was Brent Glogey, a voice from the past, who wrote that and voiced it. He didn't want to do any voices, but that's a very funny line. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, the Lone Wolf of Santa Barbara, Ron Wolf, owner of Wolf & Associates Property Management. I don't know if you've read about the rental inspection program instituted by the Santa Barbara County Board, and it's basically geared towards Isla Vista only, and they're being sued by the Isla Vista Rental Property Association. So we'll get an update from Ron on what that program is, why it happened, why it shouldn't happen, and also perhaps if we have time, the Santa Barbara City's 2% proposal. Fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment, but first, for the past 76 weeks, I've been giving you the number of pending at a snapshot in time for the end of the week, for the week ending 10-10-25. I always gave you the pending, but I, for the last 76 weeks, decided to keep track of the median price of said pendings. Now, it's been the last month, it's been 2.6, 2.8, 2.8, 2.7, last week 2.5, and this week $2,250,000. Why the drop? Well, when you hear the weekly multiple listing sales update and you see the median price of what's sold, you'll see it's very high. So a lot of those high-end homes that were pending now close, so that leaves us at $2,250,000, 75 pendings. Pending. I don't think pendings is a word, but 75 last week, 77, a few weeks before that, 60s, 70s, 75, 60s, 70s. Been bouncing around that for a while. Towards the end of the year, we expect a little slowdown in sales, so we'll see how that goes. But $2,250,000 is the median price of the 75 listings that are in escrow for the week ending 10-10-25. What about the year-to-date median price, you ask? Still at $2,005,000. The last 2 years, it was $2,250,000, and 2022 is $2,218,000. But again, those 3 years, very similar. Very similar, 22, 23, and 24. So $2.5 million year to date, that's 11% higher than last year's $2,250,000 year to date. But what's more impressive, and again, driving that, of course, Montecito and Hope Ranch predominantly, but when I take out Montecito and Hope Ranch, you still see a slight uptick in the median price for the rest of us, Festivus for the rest of us. 17.32 sales per week, that's 13.2% higher than last year's 15.3 sales per week, and that was 12% higher than 2023's 13.6 sales per week. However, in 2022, we were at 18.5 sales per week. But at least 17.32 is respectable. Compare that to the first 6 months of 2025, it was 17.42 sales per week. So not a huge drop-off. We're in week 41. So the first 26 weeks, 17.42 sales per week. And now 17.32 sales per week. So we'll see what happens throughout the end of the year. Montecito only, $6.2 million is the year-to-date median price. Last year, Montecito only, it was $5.5 million. And the 2 years before that, virtually $5.5 million, all about the same. 2021, a tick under $5 million. But boy, you look back to 2015 through 2019, Montecito only was $3 million median price. Actually, two of those 5 years were under $3 million. And you look at overall for those years, 2015 through 2019, the median price for all areas from Carpinteria to Goleta, $1,150,000, $2 million, under $1 million, and then the next 3 years, call it $1,300,000, 2017, 2018, and 2019. So quite a jump, only $1 million more the last this year and the prior 3 years. That's all. What's $1 million among friends? Now, this week, I also looked at the median price of what's on the market. Okay, today we have 131, whoops, wrong year. We have 279 listings on the market right now for you to look at that are not in escrow. Last year was 246, the year before that 177, the year before that 131, the year before that 120, and now 279. And 2020 was 223,000, but 2019, 431 properties on the market, and today 279. So again, a nice increase, but still historically low. So what's the net, what's the median price of those 279 listings that are on the market? It's three and a half, it's almost $4 million. It's almost $4 million. Now, that number is what's on the market. If you look at what's on the market but pending, that drops to $3.5 million. But that gives you an idea. So when I give you the new listings for the week, that gives you an idea to compare it. So $3,995,000, call it $4 million this year, the median price of what's on the market available, not in escrow. Last year, 3.8. Year before that, 3.8. Year before that, 4.5 and 4.5 and then $4 million. So a little up and down, but not too far afield from each other, going back to 2020. Any questions? The net number, all right, that does it for year to date. I did sue Facebook, and I won, actually, and I got my check in the mail. They paid me through PayPal, and I won $33. I didn't win. But my settlement was $33.98 from Facebook. I don't know how many millions of people got that amount. And I don't even remember applying for this lawsuit, some class action lawsuit. And I'm surprised sometimes you get a check for $2, $3. So $33.98. That's what I should pay Mark Giles for coming in and banning the station. I could give him my entire winnings from settlement from Facebook. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Lone Wolf, Ron Wolf and Associates. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.